Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you and
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
October 2021. And this is the 20th, and as we said before, October is on its way out of here, boogity, boogity. Good morning, everybody, everywhere. What's going on in Rome? What's going on up in Detroit? What's going on in Savannah? What your people up to? Glad to have you on our program this morning. The fall has set in. Early morning's cool. Late in the evening's in the 70s, things of that sort. Getting close to Halloween in the next couple of months, next couple of weeks or so, and the pumpkins are out and the festivities have started, and I know that you're participating in that. Just be careful with your children, and for the churches that don't believe in Halloween and some families don't believe in Halloween, then compensate by having something of your own at your own house if you think your house is safe enough, invite some kids over to your house and have some kind of little old gathering or something of the sort, and in a safe place or at your church of some sort. One of the problems that we've had, and one of the mistakes that we've made over the years, we've complained about everything, and we've been against everything. We was anti everything, but anti up on everything. But we never compensated for anything. All Halloween is dangerous, and people putting razor blades in the apples and all that kind of stuff. That was what was going on back in the 70s and the 60s. Well, if that's true, then have a safe haven place for it then. Have your children come to your own church, come to your own house, open up your house, have five or six kids over for a sleepover or something of that sort. Come on, let's just don't be hanging out there. Oh, this is bad. Okay, it's bad. Now what? Do something good. So, did I get off on the wrong foot? Sorry. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm a moon watcher, and you'd be surprised if you got a camera. I have a phone, the 20, and I can take a picture of the moon, and I've taken it in the mornings when the sun was out bright and the moon was out at the same time, and I can pull it in, and boy, it is so beautiful. I just took one while ago. It's black as three midnights outside, but the moon is shining a little bit over our house. It rises in the east and sets in the west. Go figure. It's been doing that for ages, for years. Who do that? Who's consistent with that? I talked about men going to the moon and men going out into space and everything, and just the other day they went up in a rocket and came back down. How are they able to do that? Somebody says, oh, that's because they went to school and because they learned the numbers and all that kind of stuff. Well, that may be 20% of it, but the other percent of it is that God is so consistent that we can manage that kind of a thing. That's where it is. The sun rises in what? East, sets where? In the west. How long it's been doing that? From now on. So take a picture of the moon every once in a while. Pull your camera all the way in. Pull the camera, let the camera go out as far as it will, and you will get a beautiful landscaping brown shot of the moon. Well, this I do appreciate all the cards and the well wishes that you had for our 54th anniversary. We went up into the mountains on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we went down to Cherokee, North Carolina, to the Indian reservation down there, and I got some Indian blood in me, so I was always drawn to that. And my wife says that she always known I was partying because I'm always on the warpath about something. But in addition to that, she's just a little angel. I think she's my little angel because she's always harping on something. She's always up in there and harping on something. But anyway, so this morning, just one of them good days. I know you can already tell. This one of these good chipper kind of days. And I love this kind of a season, especially whenever this – I love this kind of season, whenever it's just sort of cool outside. Well, this morning in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this earth, against spiritual weaknesses in high places. Wherefore, taking you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil days, and having done all to stand therefore having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking you the shield of faith, and wherewith you should be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and taking you the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We're just so thankful for the Word of God, and we're thankful for those who continue to participate in preaching the Word of God on these programs. And I'm hoping that you're listening from Monday through Friday, because the guys are doing a fantastic job. And matter of fact, I don't know, Brother Patrick, on Tuesday, if you missed that yesterday, you really missed a treat on yesterday. I guess he just sort of be ain't got nothing else to do. He just sort of be sitting around thinking of good things to say when he comes on a program. But you missed a good one yesterday, and then also on Thursdays and Fridays and Mondays when we have our speakers on. And so we do appreciate them. In this pandemic, one thing that we got to do, we got to be strong. During this pandemic, we got to fight the fiery darts of the wicked. During this pandemic, everything is coming at us. Have you noticed how things have just really changed? I was looking for a couple of items in an auto parts store the other day, and I went to about 5 auto parts stores. One had it, one that I needed, didn't have the other. The other had the other needed, didn't have the other. And just so confusing. I didn't know we went up in the Sevierville, Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, and then went down to Cherokee, North Carolina. Beautiful scenery. It was just so wonderful up there. But when we came back to Georgia, I didn't know we'd come back to a gas war. Our gas is up to $3.09. It was $2.99 when we left. It's $3.09. So I wasn't thinking much about that, but I was getting ready to fill my vehicle up yesterday or the other day. And so I'm thinking, okay, I think I can beat this $3.09 thing. And so I'm driving around, and the gas is getting worse. So I go out to think, okay, let me go to Cup Food. Let me go out here and see what they got. And I went out there. The line was about 9 miles long. I'm thinking, what's up with this? I go by QT, a quick trip, what we call around here. All the pumps got little rags on it. I got these little rags. I was sort of surprised. I really hadn't been looking. So I went out to Sam's. I went in Sam's looking for a couple of items. Shelves just about empty in there. I'm about like somebody who said, what's going on? What's going on? Things have sort of flip-flopped overnight. So here are all the gas pumps. QT got the little rags over the pumps. Sam's, it doesn't have the regular general items that I buy when I go out there. That was a confusing day. That was a confusing day for me. So look around now. This pandemic has hit everything. It has hit. Nothing escaped. Nothing escaped this pandemic. It has hit some of the smallest items. When you go in a store, you hear people talking about it all the time. Oh, we ordered that a month ago. They said it'll be in next month, or you won't be able to get it to January the 5th, or you might get it by February the 16th, or something of that sort. It's all of our supplies and everything is out there in them boats and in them ships out there somewhere. But I'm gonna get off of this. I'm gonna stop harping on this for just a minute. But we are supposed to be the greatest, most powerful nation in the world. I've heard that quoted several times. I've heard that from our government. We are the most powerful nation in the world. Why can't you get some soap? What's up with that? Why are we going through this pandemic, and why are we going through this economical, whatever you want to call it, thing, as it were? If we're supposed to be the most powerful, and we can't get the simplest, can't even get fingernail polish, can't get the simplest thing. Well, the only thing I can tell you is better hang in there, do the best that you can to just stay with it. One of the songs that I was just thinking about this morning, it says, I should not be moved. Glory, glory, hallelujah, I should not move. Anchored in Jehovah, I should not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the rivers of the waters, I should not be moved. Second verse says, in his love abiding, I should not be moved. And in him confining, I should not be moved. Third verse says, though all hell assail me, I shall not be moved. Jesus will not fail me, I shall not be moved. And then the fourth verse says, though the tempest raging, and boy, it is raging out there now. I mean, it is there are a lot of good things going on. There are a lot of good things going on, but there are a lot of hampering things that's going on too. This pandemic is for real, though. It ain't no joke. I'm telling you now. It ain't no joke. You can try to philosophize. And you can come up with all the reasons that you do this and you do that, or you won't do this and you won't do that. I'm done told you this thing is for real. And then the last verse says, though the tempest raging, I shall not be moved. On the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the rivers of water, I shall not be moved. My encouragement is to you this morning is to do exactly what the pastor says. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Look for the good things. I would encourage you to this very day. Of course, we want to thank God for allowing us to wake up today, and then we hope we find ourselves worthy to even be able to breathe through this particular day. But in addition to that, do your best to try to be a blessing to somebody today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today.
So be a blessing to somebody today. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he is coming again. And Father, we thank you for all that you've done, what you're going to do, and what you have been planned for us, in store for us in the future, if we just get out of the way and just let you do what you do. Be a blessing to somebody today. That God will certainly return it to you fourfold. He will return it to you fourfold. May God bless you. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rule and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and have a super-duper week.